Welcome to the Marty Shigold Show podcast built by Bunnings Trade. This tax time, save more with a Bunnings Power Pass. Not only can you save time and money via the app, but you'll also get exclusive Power Pass pricing on a huge range of products at Bunnings Trade.
On Triple M, this is the Marty Shigold Show.
Friday then.
It's Saturday, Sunday, what?
End of the week, Marty. We made it to your Friday afternoon. Set to go.
Maybe you've got an exciting Friday night ahead of you.
Yes.
Perhaps you're going out on a first date.
You're
thinking, geez, I wonder how it's going to go. We're going to talk about worst dates a little bit later.
Yeah, things not to make mistakes about.
Tonight might be a first date with someone. Mm. And for all you know, tonight could be the first day in your future.
Yeah.
I know.
And you don't even know it.
Yeah. Huh.
In 10 years' time, you might be joking, saying with a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Wow.
Wow. Remember that moment.
Remember that moment.
Could be happening tonight.
A weekend for dates? I don't think so.
I reckon, no, midweek for me.
Yeah, me too.
Midweek dates?
Yeah.
No weekend dates?
No.
Okay.
It's a big investment,
it is.
Weekend for a date.
Well, it doesn't have to be an 8-hour date. Can't it be I'll meet you at 5 o'clock and, listen, I'm a bit pumped for time. I'm going to have to leave about 7.
Yeah, I've actually got something on.
Well, yeah, I like
early
coffee.
Dinner. Meeting for
I'm not even thinking dinner.
Yeah, just a drink or a coffee or something.
I'm thinking Aperol spritz.
Yeah.
You know, if you have two or three, you're enjoying each other's company. You know what? I'm going to ring them. I'm going to put them on hold.
Yeah. Correct.
Because I'm having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
You get it.
Yeah, of course I do.
Coming up this afternoon, plus also your messages to the show this week. The socials through Insta. Will's going to run those.
Will looks at all of your messages.
I'm going to what?
And you're going to run us through them.
Brings them back to the team.
Top three at three.
Go on.
Wow.
Hey-o.
Getting you up to date.
Getting you up to date. Indeedy dandy do. It's Friday. Put your feet up.
Yes.
Have a Chardonnay.
That's right.
Perhaps a rosé.
Couple even. Oh.
Maybe a red.
Like it. Yeah.
A red.
A pilsner.
I'd start with a beer. Lager.
Yeah, I had a beer last night with dinner. It was lovely. I hadn't had a beer in ages.
It's the all-new Friday.
It really was.
Night.
Yeah. Number one on the top three at three this afternoon. It's been revealed Australians have smoked 2.5 million kilos of illegal tobacco in the past year.
Illegal tobacco.
That's illegal.
Why are we doing
tobacco?
That?
The illegal smokes are robbing the federal government of an estimated $4 billion in unpaid taxes.
Oh, so that's a tax issue.
A little bit of the old chop chop, as they used to call it.
Right. Okay.
Just buy it in a big plastic bag and roll your own smokes. Coming in at number two, a man is claiming he's the first to visit every single country in the world without having to catch a flight.
That's extraordinary.
He's done a lot of boat work, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of car work.
Yeah.
44-year-old Thor Peterson. It could only be a man named Thor that could achieve something like this. His mission started in October 2013, leaving behind his regular job in shipping and logistics, Thor speaking. However, this extreme journey took him a whole decade.
Yeah.
He had to wave goodbye to his wife.
What?
So he left his wife to travel the world?
Wouldn't you take her?
I wouldn't take mine.
And Thor's wife's name is Le?
Yeah.
Le Peterson?
Le Peterson.
Le Peterson.
The Peterson?
The Peterson?
Ooh. Matthew?
Matthew.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
You were typing. He was doing something totally different. He just said, yes, that's right.
No, yep, he's got it open. Oh, no, he's... No, he doesn't.
Coming in at number three, obviously I was joking about not taking my wife. Coming in, and I'm not married. Never have been. Coming in at number three, a croc who'd been isolated in a reptile park for 16 years has laid a clutch of eggs in what is being hailed as the first ever crocodile virgin birth.
Wow.
Feels like a long stretch, doesn't it?
It does.
None of the eggs survived.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's just a crocodile making eggs that were unfertilised.
Well, they did say that one of them that they opened had a fully formed little baby crocodile in there, but it wasn't a viable. It just didn't survive.
Oh, right. So it wasn't so much a birth as a passing of a lot of eggs.
Yeah. Mm.
Not quite the same, is it?
No.
I've done that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I certainly have.
Yes.
Top three at three.
Yes. You have.
The Marty Shergold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying.
And Marty, right now it is time for the socials.
Yes. Yes, it is. Listeners' messages, usually via the Instagram.
At Marty Shegold
Show.
But
you can contact us through Matthew's email at...
mattflapper@gmail.com.
And Loz, you've got the Loz line as well.
0457051051.
Plenty of ways to get in touch with us.
I think.
Never with much conviction.
No.
No, but you're very good. Number. You're very good.
You've delivered it well, Loz.
Yeah.
William, what do we got?
Glenn. Hey, Loz. I'm in China now. And to answer the question of do Chinese people have lemon chicken, the answer is yes. My team ordered it yesterday.
Really? I knew they'd have lemon chicken in China.
Yeah. And then I wasn't sure. It seemed very, it seemed like a long shot that we had a listener that was listening live in Shanghai on the listener app.
But
Glenn has sent through proof. He's sent through a smoggy photo from Shanghai and he's sent
Why would we doubt Glenn?
Oh, I thought it was a joke. I thought it was some sort of joke that he just went to his local.
I thought it was a joke. You guys didn't think the Chinese would have lemon chicken.
And here are the photos of some of the dishes.
They invented it, though. Like, it
doesn't matter, mate. They have it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm more interested that the list works in China.
I was confused by that, too.
I'm shocked.
Gee, that lemon chicken looks good.
Doesn't it?
Oh,
I want it now.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
And the song Push.
Yeah.
It's not a spoiler to say that it's part of our Spin It DJ competition at the moment.
No.
And many people have correctly and successfully named that song, but we have had a bit of amusement.
Oh, my God. People cannot say Matchbox.
And we've wanted a few people. We've had a few people say, oh,
you can't tell the story.
Can you please build a montage of all the people struggling? So here is the amount of people that have struggled to say Matchbox 20 Push.
All right, let's have a listen.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20 Push.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Push, Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20 Push.
Push, Matchbox 20.
That's
a tongue twister. Matchbox.
It doesn't seem that hard.
Push, no. Matchbox 20.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very good from you, actually. Perfect.
I almost flubbed it. I in my mouth.
I wish you did. I wish you had so badly.
And Simza got in touch and says, just listening back to the Loz and Knee content because, of course, show did you miss? Was that Tuesday?
Monday.
Because you had your knee pop out.
We don't really know what it is. We'll find out soon next week.
Stay tuned. It's a story arc.
Get the whiteboard, Matthew, and just draw a knee on it.
Simza says, hearing Marty suggest that she keeps the leg straight permanently. You remember that advice?
Sure.
It would be a kind of beautiful punchline to a multi-year joke if the solution to her problem was to put her in calipers. And I think that's a very good point.
Oh, my gosh.
You might become actual calipers.
You could be calipers.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine. We won't tease you.
Yes, you will.
The Social Girls can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Shegold Show.
The Marty Shegold Show on Triple M.
Worst dates is always fun to talk about. You've had some shockers, Loz.
Have I? Yeah. Most were pretty good. Most were pretty good. I did go on one, though, with a guy who I don't even know why I went, because from the moment we started talking online, his name on the thing was Scotch.
Scotch?
Scotch.
To suggest he was a heavy drinker.
Well, no, his name was actually Scott, but then his name was Scotch, and I said to him, is your last name on the rocks?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, what? And I still went out
Why would you go after that?
And as soon as I got there, I was like, I've made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And his surname was yourself?
His surname was Egg, so that actually
he didn't get it. I knew his brother Soda.
anyway. But I used to have a trick, and this is for all the ladies out there.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're on
Matthew, listen.
Matthew.
I'm listening.
If you're on a date, or if you're going on a date, and you're not sure if you're going to vibe it or not, always carry a stick of bright red lipstick in your handbag.
Right. Yeah.
So if you feel like you're not vibing it, you duck off to the toilets and you pop the lipstick on. And then when you're leaving, you go, oh, I don't want to get lipstick on you. Nice to meet you. Ta-ta.
To avoid the kiss.
To avoid, you know.
I thought you were going to say you're going to put lipstick on and then you just leave.
No.
Yeah. That's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Would you just walk out?
I'd touch my lips up. I'll be back in a sec.
And then never come back.
I would never just leave.
Why not? What do you owe that person?
Nothing, but
correct
kindness.
No, nothing was where it ended.
Once you start putting out good energy into dating, you start to get it back.
Do coffee dating. It's easier.
Never.
Half an hour. Quick catch up.
Gosh, Troy.
Never.
Just catch up with someone and then go, actually, I like you. Let's have another proper date.
Oh, God, no. I need a glass of wine.
I do. So do I, right now.
Should we?
A man in China was left shocked and out of pocket after his blind date brought along 23 relatives to a restaurant. The woman, Ms. Zhang, later sued her date, Mr. Liu, to recover the hefty bill for the meal. Well, she bought 23 people. Does Mr. Liu have to pay for all of them?
I would not have thought so.
Mr. Liu met Ms. Zhang through a chaperone and arranged to have their first date at a restaurant they both frequented.
I love the word frequented.
Frequented. There's a lot going on.
Frequent.
He was left astonished when Ms. Zhang arrived with 23 family members in tow, but opted to be cordial and met them all.
Mm.
He's very patient.
There he is, meeting them all. None of them dressed up for it.
No.
Oh, it's like an Outback Jack's night.
You'd be shocked, wouldn't you?
Well, 23 people turn up on your blind date.
What's going on here?
Upon inquiring about the cost, Liu was taken aback to learn the total bill for the meal was almost $4,000.
Well, there's a lot of people.
Well, it's 23 people chowing down. Hello, Sophie.
First time caller, long time listener.
Good on you, Sophie. did you have a terrible date, Sophie?
I did. So I was in the Tinder game a few years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty rubbish. But went on a Tinder date and the guy was great. We went on a second date and on the second date he proceeded to tell me that he was a Satanist.
Oh, a proper Satanist, sort of, you know, drinking cups of blood, that kind of gear.
Yeah. He didn't sort of go too into detail, but yeah, he was definitely very anti everything else, and Satan's my man.
So. Satan's
wow.
He didn't give it a bit of jump up on the altar, any of that sort of stuff?
I kind of got out of there as quick as before he could even attempt to tell me any of that. So
Wise move.
Satanists. You got to give them a wide berth.
You learn a lot about people when you're in the dating game.
You really do. Yeah. There's a lot of fruit bats out there.
Josh in Cheltenham, Marty. Hello, Josh.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, good, mate. Did you have a terrible first date, Josh?
Yeah, so I took a bird out one day for dinner.
Yeah.
Met her at the pub. We go out for dinner. After spending the whole night there pretty well, getting along, everything was going good.
Yeah.
Walked out and ran into one of my cousins and his mate.
Mm.
And he seemed to know her really well, and turns out she was his ex.
Oh, that's,
oh, no. Oh, no, that's
super
so...
awkward, Josh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, we parted ways there and then, but after talking to him, I'm pretty glad it ended anyway.
Oh, okay. He was giving you a little bit of background.
Yep. Two sides to every story.
Yeah, Josh.
That's true.
Well, that is
true. Thanks for the call.
But, I mean, if your cousin tells you that the lady that you were thinking about building a life with could be a Fruit Loop.
I'm not sure that he was thinking of building a life with him, and I don't know the words Fruit Loop were used.
He got a heads up, Marty.
It was helpful.
What are you saying? I'm wrong.
We just don't have all the information.
but that's where people get stuck. They want all the information.
You don't need it.
And you don't need it. You just need your cousin to go, bro.
Just give me the headlines.
But what if Josh's cousin's the Fruit Loop?
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, could be.
Because Fruit Loops are good at masking their Fruit Loop.
So I have noticed that about you.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast, it's a tale from the tabernacle.
Tabernacle time, Marty.
Tabernacle time.
Friday.
I know the Pope's recovering from abdominal surgery and apparently he's going okay, but he does get a little tap on the way through here. So if you're not a fan of me having a crack at the Pope, perhaps this one isn't for you.
Mm.
Oh.
Apparitions of the Virgin Mary are, in inverted commas, not always real.
Right.
Pope Francis has said, I wouldn't be opening with that if I was Francis. I would be continuing the lie. Now's not the time to start telling the truth.
Strong opening.
This is important because the person in particular in this story that he's talking about.
Okay, well, are you suggesting I read on?
Absolutely.
Let's do it together. In what appears to be an indirect reference to a woman who drew thousands of pilgrims to a town near Rome to pray before a statue that she claimed shed tears of blood.
Hmm. Right.
He's calling out a con woman.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you've ruined it now.
Oh.
When asked about the apparitions of the Virgin Mary during an interview, the pontiff said, "Don't look there. was it? What was he covering when he said that? Don't look there. Let me pull that back across.
Eyes here.
Eyes up.
Yeah.
Don't look there.
Eyes to the front.
There are images of the Madonna that are real, but the Madonna has never drawn attention to herself. Mm. Well, he's not talking about Madonna.
No, not the Madonna.
No, that Madonna, she will love
the one that expresses herself.
I like to see her finger pointing up to Jesus. When Marian devotion is too self-centered, it's not good. Marian, is that another way of saying Madonna?
No, I think it's Mary, like...
What's another way
Marian,
of saying?
Marian, maybe.
Marian, yeah, that's good. When Marian devotion is too self-centered, it's not good, right, both in the devotion and in the people who carry it forward. I wouldn't be turning people off devotion to Maria. Mary. My apologies.
Maria
from Westside Story. I'll never stop saying Maria. The interview was aired a few days after residents in Trevignano called on Francis to intervene when Maria Giuseppe Scapula, who has been called the saint and a clairvoyant, she must have been, she's got the pilgrims in.
Yeah.
For 5 years, she'd organised monthly ceremonies in a park overlooking Lake Brasciano, where a statue of the Virgin Mary sits in a glass case.
Oh, right.
She must have fiddled with it. Somehow rigged something up to make blood come out of its eyes.
Yeah.
The statue was bought by Scarapula, known to her followers as Gisella Cadea. She's a lot of names.
A lot
of
names.
This could have had a heavy edit,
I'm
mate.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I already gave it a heavy edit.
At a Catholic pilgrimage site in Medjugorje.
Medjugorje
in Bosnia. Upon returning to Italy, she came to Madonna, made apparitions, wept tears of blood, and was communicating messages to her.
Thank God, Madonna.
This is better. Well, I mean, if I was the Pope, I'd go easy on having a shot at the Madonna.
We sat right back and we heard a tale from the tabernacle. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle. The Marty Shergold Show, Week in Review.
This week didn't start well for Loz.
You had a knee disaster on Sunday night.
I had an absolute disaster. Yes. And I went to stand up and felt this pop in the back of my knee. And in my head I was like, I'm going to lose my leg.
Maybe someone should have called a doctor.
Doctors get it wrong.
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, not everyone wears not all superheroes wear a cloak. Wow. Oh, I made hard work of that. I had a half idea and I went for it and I just fell short.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Not all superheroes wear a cloak. I beg your pardon.
And when Lauren returned, things got worse.
Who is this?
G'day.
I think it's Gabrielle Gattai.
I said Matt Shervington.
I said Rob Sitch.
It's Rob Sitch.
Come on.
I wasn't here yesterday.
You should have listened.
You know his voice.
Yeah, it's from Frontline.
See how you go with this one, Loza.
Maroons.
Oh.
What?
You in?
It is.
I'm in.
Is it Matt Shervington?
I said Shervo.
Yes.
I said that Shervington for the first one.
We know.
And while we're on quizzes, Troy struggled with Lauren's little quiz.
Goat, denim, monarch.
Someone king?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not working
Think
together,
about it
Troy.
In your head. It's not a team effort.
Billie Jean King.
This is a Melbourne suburb. Sphere Victory. It's one word.
Oh.
Come on, Troy. I really want you to get a point. Break it down.
So
Use your...
Come on, Troy.
Clear your brain.
Baldwin.
But Loz did give Troy a second chance.
This is a movie. Lubrication. Come on.
Oh, my God.
We're not getting off air until you get
it. Lubrication? It's a movie?
Is it The Potato?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Grease.
Okay, good.
Oh, Troy.
He's not happy.
Not good.
I'm going to go and hang my head in shame.
Oh. Oh, I didn't know what you were saying.
This week, David Kosh joined the show and he talked up Matt Shervington.
He has got the full package, let me tell you, that he is a lot.
I've seen his package, Koshy, and it is full.
I meant...
Oh, you meant something else?
I meant as a TV host.
Sorry, my apologies.
A really good bloke.
Yes.
Now, in tech news...
Apple reveals the iPhones will stop using autocorrect.
No, we'll stop autocorrecting.
Oh, the F word will stop autocorrecting to duck.
I never realised that when it does effing to ducking...
Mm-hmm.
It's like ducking under something.
Ducking.
I forgot that ducking was a word.
Ducking will mean something in the urban dictionary. It'll be revolting.
It'll be like goosing.
Yeah, it's like when you ride anal and it changes it to golf. That's not what I want.
It's just very different.
I don't want golf for my birthday.
But this week, have we found a new job for Will?
You should work at Bunnings.
You can be one of the guys in the ads, Will.
Start thinking about having a barbecue this long weekend. Grab a jumbuck for burner.
Kid's birthday, great opportunity to get out with the family.
Yeah. It doesn't always matter if the sun's shining.
Yeah. Oh,
the sun's always shining in your backyard, even when it's raining. Grab yourself a jumbuck.
I want a turn.
Sick of the hose being all over the driveway? Get a hosey winder.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shergold Show.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast, built by Bunnings Trade. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online.